learning Musar on a daily basis. So I decided, again, today is just a little bit of a, we're getting into the, you know, into the scheme of things over here. If you can pull it up, we're going to be learning Sefer Tomer Devorah for a very simple reason. Sefer Tomer Devorah is a very, very powerful Sefer. And the first part of the Sefer discusses the 13 attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what we can do to resemble them. And then afterwards, it gets into other... You know, Tomer Devorah is a very interesting Sefer in that it's Musar and it's also like Kabbalah light. So it's kind of... It's a very interesting introduction to Kabbalah. Everybody knows that the Ramak, Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero, was one of the Rebbeim of the Ari HaKadosh in Kabbalah. So that says something. So anyway, Bekitzur, the Sefer Tomer Devorah, the Satmar Rav Alav HaShalom used to say that it's very, very powerful in preventing all sorts of diseases, and especially he would tell people that were dealing with cancer to learn Sefer Tomer Devorah. It's considered a tremendous segula, and it's very simple. Why? Because when a person is able to connect to people through the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so all of the Sha'ari Shamayim open up, including the Sha'ari Refuah. There's unfortunately still a, it hurts me that we have to be sitting like this. Usually we sit downstairs and together and whatever, but there's still very much a magifa in the world. Although this past week's parasha, Bezat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yashpi'a Aninu V'ham Magifa Ne'aisara Bezat Hashem. Aval, Mikol Makom, Shem Merachim Aninu. When people let their guard down a little bit, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us lessons. So, without further ado, says the Ramak as follows. Ha'adam ra'ui shi'idame lekono. I'm sure you've all learned this. I've been through the Sefer Baruch Hashem many, many times, and every time I see it, it's more chidushim, and it helps us in all of our interpersonal relationships in this world. And if you master Sefer Tomer Devorah, you will not have one stressful day on the planet, because nobody can ever do anything to hurt you. Or even if they do things to hurt you, you will never take it to heart using the Klalim in the Tomer Devorah. A person should resemble his creator, says the Ramak. Our purpose in this world is, obviously, kibetzelim Elohim bara et Adam, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in the image, in His own image. She'ilu yidume begufo velo befi'olot. Our body obviously resembles, even our body, obviously, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu en lo guf, en lo demuta guf, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created even our bodies in His likeness. But it's kind of pointless for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create our bodies in His likeness, and then for our neshamot or our midot not to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a little bit bizarre. That's counterintuitive. So he says, "Hara umachziva tzura." If a person's midot don't resemble Hashem, then the body also kind of throws it off, and it doesn't resemble Kadosh Baruch Hu either. V'yomru alav tzura na'a u'ma'asim keurim. People will say, "Wow, what a beautiful, form," meaning the body, but the ma'asim are meguneh. The ma'asim are inappropriate. The real way that man is supposed to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only through his actions and behaviors. What do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in His likeness for? Just for body? Ela, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us like that so that it's a fusion of body, neshama, and hitnahagut derech eretz. In that way, a person resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That then people will say, that's the real likeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefikach ra'ui shidame el peulot haketer. Okay, peulot haketer. He's going to drop a lot of kabbalistic terms in the sefer. Keter is the highest sfira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 10 Sfirot, the highest of which is Sfirat HaKeter. So, and from Keter, as the Ramak will explain throughout Sefer Tomer Devorah, the Shefa for everything in this world comes from Keter and goes down to all of the other Midot. You have Chokhmah, Binah, Da'at, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzechot, Yesod, Malchut. Everything comes from the Keter, Kavyachol. Just obviously these are all metaphysical, right? These are not real terms. Hashem doesn't really wear a crown. There's no physical crowns, but it's in the metaphysical realm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crown is the highest midah, the highest sfira, the counting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's mashpia. Shein 13 midot shirachamim ha'anyonot umuzot besod ha'psukim. Now we know that there are two sets of 13 attributes of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One in the Torah, Parashat Kitisa, Hashem, Hashem, Ein Rachum Echanun, that's one. And then there's a corresponding one that everybody knows. We say it in Korbanot every morning. By the way, disclaimer, even if you come to pray with us, which is wonderful, and you start the tefillah from Baruch She'amar, don't skimp out on the Korbanot. The Chashuv Me'od. Korbanot, Chashuv Me'od. It's brought, Amaran HaShulchan Aruch brings down, Parashat HaAkedah, and all of the different parashiyot, Parashat HaAkedah, the Korbanot, the Tamid, the Ketoret, very important thing. So over there, if you look in the Korbanot, one of the psukim, or a series of psukim that we say every day, that you can find in the Navi Micha, which also corresponds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's 13 attributes, are Mi'el Kamocha, Nose Avon Ve'over Al Pesha Lisharit Nachalato. Each one of them corresponds to a different midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, based on this pasuk, מיל כמוך נושא אבון ורפש של נחלתו לא יחזיק לעדפו כי חפץ חסדו ישוב ורחמנו יכבוש אמנותינו ותשליך מצולותיהם כל חטותם תיתן אמת לעקוב חסד רם שנשבעת על אבותינו מימי קיידם. So that being said, he's going to take this series of psukim, three psukim, and split it up into the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and explain what they are. אם כן ראוי שתמצאנו בו 13 מידות הללו האלו, which means if this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, he incorporates all 13 midot, and we're supposed to resemble him, so it's important for us to learn what those 13 midot are, act in the same way. And by the way, we learn it from a pasuk in the Torah, it's a drasha, it's not considered the mitzvah aseh, but ze eli ve'anvehu, ani vahu, mahu rachum, afata rachum, mahu chanun, afata chanun. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, we're supposed to act in that manner as well. We saw this morning in Hilchot Tzedakah, right in the beginning, the first siman, Rish Mem Zayin of Hilchot Tzedakah, Maran writes, that a person should give tzedakah, obviously, l'shem shamayim, but an ulterior motive, which is also considered kind of a quasi l'shem shamayim also, is that a person should think that this world is a cycle. Everything turns. A person can be, you know, up right now, but it won't necessarily always stay like that. A person could go down, a person, or his children, or his grandchildren, or some time down the line, a person's going to need tzedakah. A person's going to need tzedakah. And, you know, you want people to take care of them. So if you want people to take care of your children, so you have to take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. That's the way it works. And it works with every single midah like that. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpia. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shower us benevolently with all sorts of midot, with all sorts of, you know, tremendous chasadim. But Hashem says, in order to do that, I have to see you playing the part. I have to see you acting that way to other people. And when we do that, the way it really works, what the Ramak, the way the whole sefer works, is that we have to activate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasadim. In order to activate it, we have to act like him. How does he act? That's exactly what at least the first part is about. But the entire Sefer Tome Devorah is perfecting interpersonal relationships. If we know how to act with people, if we know how to not take things personally, if we know how to not play tit for tat and keep on being mashpia to other people, even when they keep stabbing us in the back, guess what? Think about it for a second. How many times do we stab a Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously colloquially, in the back, and yet a Kadosh Baruch Hu, every breath of life, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us oxygen and food and water and parnasa and everything. How many avonot do we do? And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on giving and giving and giving, and he never stops. That's something that he's going to elaborate on. Now, he says, I'm going to begin discussing these 13 attributes. Be'ezat Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Let's start Seder. Okay.